Phoenix Books presents
Dressing Up for the Carnival. All over town, people are putting on their costumes. Tamara has flung open her closet door. Just to see her standing there is to feel a squeeze of the heart. She loves her clothes. She knows her clothes. Her favorite moment of the day is this moment. Standing at the closet door, still a little dizzy from her long night of tumbled sleep, biting her lip, thinking hard, moving the busy hangers along the rod, about to make up her mind. Yes, the yellow cotton skirt with the big patch pockets and the hand detail around the hem. How fortunate to own such a skirt. And the white blouse. Oh, what a blouse. Those sleeves, that neckline with its buttoned flap, the fullness in the yoke that reminds her of the Morris dances she and her boyfriend Bruce saw at the exhibition last year. Next, she adds her new straw belt. Perfect. A string of yellow beads, earrings, of course, her bone sandals, and bare legs. Why not? She never checks the weather before she dresses. Her clothes are the weather. As powerful in their sunniness as the strong, muzzy early morning light pouring into the narrow street by the bus stop, warming the combed crown of her hair and fueling her with imagination. She taps a sandal lightly on the...